WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Good afternoon. This is Wednesday, and it is, what, December 5th. We have Nancy Aruda here with us today. Yay. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Nancy can be found at universalsky.com, and we are going to be talking about what's up in the universal sky. I know that, well, you know, we just came off that big major eclipse that I know, Nancy, you were having a lot of problems trying to understand it.
Yes, yes. And I did understand it.
You
eventually.
Did.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I did.
But I think a lot of people are going through, and I don't know what's going on right now. I know some people have been talking about this alignment with Venus, Mercury, and Saturn that happened on the 3rd that had something to do with the pyramids. I don't know what is going on, but I know that I started with a fever Monday and have progressed to a, well, slighter fever, but it also a major headache. So we're doing really good today.
We are.
Woohoo! If you have any questions, because we have Nancy here, she likes to connect with your date of birth. So if you call in, please give the producer your date of birth. And if you send an instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting, but also include your date of birth. Try not to ask us general questions, because if they're just general, it's really hard to connect in necessarily with a specific area that you're wanting. So try to be as specific as possible. We know that you're actually looking for something, and that's why you're calling in. So just be really specific when you do feedback. And again, add in your date of birth. You can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send the instant feedback. It's right on the homepage of New Sky Radio or sky.radio.com. All right. So, Nance, we don't have a lot going on in the universal sky. We just finished the eclipse last week.
Which, you know, I think we're still feeling to
maybe
some
that's
degree.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because of all the energy that took place with it. Like, okay, so this eclipse triggered. Let's see if I have my list here. Saturn conjunct, or Venus conjunct Saturn, Mars conjunct Pluto. What else? Saturn sextile Mars, Saturn sextile Pluto, Venus sextile Mars, Venus sextile Pluto. Then we also had, let's see, Uranus in conjunct Neptune. The eclipse was sextile Uranus, Uranus in conjunct Saturn and in conjunct Venus, Uranus trine Sun, Uranus square Pluto, and Uranus square Mars. Neptune conjunct Chiron square the eclipse.
Oh, yeah, somebody else was talking about the eye of the, what is it? Finger of God.
The yod.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there was that yod going on, like, so, which is in a configuration of some of these aspects I've already said. So, like, when I was looking at this, I just went, oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed, right? and I got overwhelmed with all the energy, but it was actually really, really simple, and it was just about an emotional rebirth. Right. So it was really about clearing those emotions that no longer serve and any emotional residue that doesn't serve you.
Yeah.
So that we could open up to that vibration of love. So it was about embracing love.
And
that's
and
how simple it was.
Yeah. It sounded really simple. It was an interest. I mean, I think it's been a really interesting time, and I know that there's so much going on. And of course, next week we have the 12-12-12, which is the last of the series of that we'll ever experience in our lifetime.
And I have to say, I must be one special person not to let my ego get out of control here, because...
Your birthday.
That is my birthday!
That's
I'm gonna
right.
have to party it up next Wednesday.
Well, I think, you know, it might be more than just one day. You may have to, you know, really let loose.
Oh, well, I am, actually. The one day I'm spending at home with my family, and then 2 days I am out of the country. Out of our country.
Yeah, into their country.
Into their country.
Into all the listeners' country, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, my term of partying it up means staying up really late with a girlfriend talking metaphysical. We have absolutely fabulous metaphysical conversations that, you know, open up our consciousness really, really wide. And it's kind of like a little high on its own. So without no drugs or alcohol needed, just universal energies and frequencies.
So we got a couple of things happening next week. We got, is it Uranus is finally coming out of, well, it's going direct, right? That's how.
Yes. Uranus stations direct on December 13th. So that
after.
Is the day after.
Oh. It's the same day. Is it the same day of the new moon?
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Look at that. Thank you for making that connection, Lori.
No problem.
The new moon is at 3:41 a.m. on December 13th, and this is Eastern Standard Time, whereas Uranus direct is at 7:02 a.m.
Oh, so still in the morning.
Yes, both are in the morning. The new moon is around appreciation. So this particular one has a vibration of appreciation and really tapping into the authenticity of appreciation. So that warmth and understanding that you get when you truly, authentically appreciate something. So I'm going to say it is a great day to share in gratitude, to share your gratitude with your friends, family, colleague, you know, anybody that kind of triggers that special, warm-hearted, centered feeling within you. You know, let the world know that you appreciate them.
Right.
Or whoever's in your world. The Uranus direct energy is kind of like, I think I'm going to be very, very grateful for it. I channeled what this may have meant in July of this year, probably when it went retrograde. And it says, we return back to understanding the polarization and separation. A desire to attain wholeness is once again shown to us through a temporary withdrawal and going within the self. One can begin to piece together the duality that exists within the self and the universe and place it together into a one or whole unit. That's kind of the vibration of the Uranus direct.
Good. Nice. And do you pick up anything, not necessarily astrologically, but numerologically
with the 12-12-12?
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't even done the numerology on the 12-12-12. Because it would really be 2012, right? So.
True.
3-2. It's an 11-2 again, energy.
An 11-2? Oh. Yeah. So a master vibration.
It's a master vibration. This is, again, if we look at the 2-1, so I see two... The 11 as a form of separation with the desire for unity. Okay. The 2 vibration on its own is around partnership. Okay. And where 2 individuals create 1 union. And so I see the 11 as the 2 individuals that create mastery through 1 union. Does that make sense at all?
Sure.
That's how I see 11-2. 11 for me is really around self-mastery, but we become masters of ourself through our interactions with other people. Mm-hmm. So we're mastering a part of our own internal mechanism, but through understanding how we interact with other people. So it's through that partnership dynamic that we truly understand ourselves, and it is through understanding ourselves that we understand our partnerships. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a mirror. It can, you know, kind of falls into alignment with the whole Uranus direct energy.
Right.
And the new moon which is, you know, this particular one centered around appreciation. Heart-centered warmth.
And that's pretty much all that's going on, right? Or is there something else that
There's one more thing that I discovered while the intro was on, and that was we are out of the Mercury retrograde shadow period on the 14th, 15th of December. And especially for people in fields of computers and technology, because the ones that I have spoken to with my clients that are in that field had said this particular retrograde has been very hard on them. and one particular one that I was speaking to yesterday, she's like, I'm still dealing with Mercury retrograde issues. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, you will for another week and then it should be done. So.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time for sure. So, looks like we're starting to get some information.
Okay.
Let's start with the phone call. Do you see Melissa's date of birth there?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll start with Melissa. We'll probably go for break, and then you can get the rest of the information if you don't have time. So, hi, Melissa.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good. So, what can we help you with today?
You know, I just tuned in. I sort of had an intuitive hit to tune into the show here. And, of course, both of my clocks just turned over 11:11. So I wanted to see what you ladies had to offer, if anything, in reference to where I'm at. So anything you need to or would like to offer in reference to my birth.
Be more specific. Be more specific. Melissa, it's asking general questions
reference to business.
Okay, perfect. That's clear. All right. So are you starting something new or hoping to start something new?
Well, it's sort of on the cusp here where I'm trying to transition from moving from corporate, but I'm still sort of pulled into corporate. So working at a certain level, potentially moving up to a higher level versus starting my own business, but actually those are both within, really coming up for me right now. You know, like moving to a higher level within, you know, the profession that I've been doing,
right,
opposed to going out and starting a business in an entirely different, more on the metaphysical line. So, but I want to do both. That's my problem, is I want both of them. So.
I think that's a great idea. just because of how crazy it has been for people starting up a new business, I think it's an ideal place to have both instead of just quitting your day job and starting something completely new. I think it's a great idea to sort of do one as a, as a hobby or a part-time for now, and then let it build because I think it's, as you say, it's something completely new, and it's something you've started to open up. And I think a lot of the journey that you're on right now is really about you. So it's all the stuff that you've been doing and taking has really been about helping you get yourself to the next levels. And I think, there's definitely opportunities here. There's a lot of things that are going on in your energy. So there's definitely opportunities for you to move forward. There's a lot of negotiations that would still have to happen with regards to going to the next level in your business. It seems like you need to talk to someone to allow these negotiations to happen. But once you sort of initiate that, once that has been discuss with the right people, things happen very, very quickly. And I see a lot of success around you. So it's really a matter of you beginning the negotiation. So first, get really clear about what you want. I mean, following your heart is always, always, always important because that has to do with your soul energy and it has to do with the essence of who you are. But a lot of that corporate energy seems to be around you right now. And I don't see any reason why you can't have both. So I would say go for both. But there's some key person that you need to really talk to get things moving forward. And once that happens, I see things moving very quickly. But we're going to go to the break.
I am in process, actually, within a major multinational corporation organization and sort of have gone through the first stages of it. So this is like, you know, big time, more than what I've ever done before from my professional perspective. So that is already starting, and I have talked with someone. So that is moving forward. But I keep getting pulled back into this. I've done a lot of research around, you know, starting my own business from counseling, intuitive perspective, and which I have been doing as a hobby slash sometime clients in the past, right? So, you know, moving in that direction of really focusing full time on it. And I've, you know, gone in and, you know, done marketing and, you know, done a lot around that as well. But so you're, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're picking up everything really good.
So we're going to go to break. When we come back, stay with us, because when we come back, Nancy will talk about how she sees your astrology vibration fitting in with all of this. Okay, so
okay,
stay
great.
On the line.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to the break. If you have a question and you want some clarity and guidance, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today is the first Friday of the month. Nancy is with us the first and third Fridays of every month. Or it's not Friday. It's Wednesday. The first and third Wednesday of every month. And so we have Nancy from Universal Sky here today. Nancy is our in-house astrologer. And if you've never had your chart done, or if you haven't had it done in a while and you'd like to know what's going on, probably this would be a great time to know, since we've all been hearing the expectation of 2012 for so long. Now that we're moving into a new year, this is probably a great time to get a reading done from Nancy, because now you can see what happens for the rest of your life, since everybody was sort of caught up in the energy of, you know, will we or won't we move through to the next year. We're pretty much guaranteeing that we will, but this may be an opportunity for you to find out what your chart is showing you for the rest of the for the next year anyway, for sure. So you can contact her on her website, universalsky.com, and she does offer a special for Sky listeners. A full reading is only $125. Okay, so if you have questions, you want some guidance, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. We got quite a few instant feedbacks right now. To jump the queue is by phoning in. All right, so we were talking with Melissa. Welcome back, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay, so I've looked at your astrology, and you've got this interesting mix of earth and fire. So there's times where you're grounded, and then there's times where this fire energy picks up, and you're just really, really passionate and kind of like two steps ahead of yourself. So it's, you need to keep reminding yourself to reconnect with the earth, reground. So you have sun in Taurus, moon in Virgo, and Mercury in Taurus. So it's really about remembering to keep that connection and keep the grounded nature. There is a part of you that is very, very successful in business, and I understand your need or desire to want to move from a very stable corporate environment into a very unstable, what's the word I'm looking for? Spiritual business.
Yeah.
And it's, you really need to be prepared for that type of transition, okay? And there may be a part of you that says, oh, yeah, I'm ready, I want to do it, but I'm going to say there's a bigger part of you that's not ready to make that move, especially with all this earth energy in your chart. So I'm in agreement with Lori. Keep doing both, okay? If you feel at, you will know when it's time to leave the corporate behind and jump fully into your spiritual practice, okay? The time is not yet. So I, you know, in terms of timing, it's more, you're going to have to go with what you feel on that one. Just ensure that you're ready on an internal level. So a part of you is like very, very connected to the stability of the corporate environment, of which is not necessarily what you would receive within the first, I want to say, 2 to 5 years of business.
Uh-huh. And also there's a lot of power, like the whole power thing around it as well. Right?
Yeah, and you can tap into that power and it feels very good, but the moment that you don't have that comfort blanket behind you, or that you know, stable paycheck coming in every day, that power goes away very quickly.
Right. So that's what I've noticed about myself, is this sort of this need to be in this authoritative sort of coming from a really big power place. So
yeah.
That, you know, that's my association here of moving into the next level within, you know, corporate. It, you know, yeah, I've had that before. But it just, I mean, this is like a whole new level of moving up that level, whereas I don't, as you're saying, I don't necessarily feel that so much, and maybe it's because of the instability within the business, although, you know, I really like helping people.
Yeah, and there's a sense of power, and authentic power, too, that comes from helping people. You know, it... You can charge and refuel from it, but it takes a long time to build. And I don't want to like discourage anybody who's on that path of building it, because it truly takes as long as you need. But quite often, people who are helping other people are also helping themselves. And there's lessons associated to helping yourself. And those lessons are usually learned in the spiritual industry through the material reality. So, like, there's a huge group of people who are in this metaphysical realm and going into coaching and self-help. And what they're actually doing is learning their own lessons and how it's affecting their own personal value system.
Right. And another thing, too, I just want to throw out there, if I can. One thing that I've sort of figured out for myself is there's a go between the old and the new for me. So maybe that's part of the earth and the fire. So where the old structure, you know, I've established myself in it, and there's high levels that you can reach within that structure, right? And so I look at it from that perspective, okay, move up, you know, into these higher levels, or, you know, go over into the new energy, which is coming up, more, you know, more focused on the metaphysical and the changing of just overall mindset changing, which I can assure you is not within the corporate environment. Does that make sense? Or government environment, which I've been around. But I do have that urge to sort of, okay, fine, you know, go up, you know, be a politician, you know, run for office, you know, those sorts of things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but part of it is the ego of, you know, the external power stuff that you're kind of getting caught up in, and then there's the part of you that knows that that's not important. You know, and that's
I guess where it gets caught up is I really have these arguments in my head. Well, if you can get into those positions, you can make change. It's already is the way it is, and you can't. It's about the new. Do you guys see? That's my conflict right there.
Yeah, and that's your lesson, because you need to be able to come into a place of balance. But we do need to move on to other people that have contacted us. But, you know, you need to come into that place of balance, and you need to recognize the differences between the external power, which is a play of ego and things that you need and desire, and the internal authentic power, which is more about, you know, your soul and your own growth. So this is your battle. This is your lifetime. This is what you're working on. Okay?
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. All right. So we have an instant feedback from Kathy. Would like to know if she can see, she's been following her path and what she's done to come here to do. She's 61 and wondering what she should do with the rest of her years. So I'm going to start this.
And you know, for the other Kathy that's listening,
oh yeah,
no, it's not you.
There's another Kathy as well.
There are two Kathys, because I'm sure the other Kathy's going, wait a minute, that's not me, that's not me at all.
Okay, so I'm getting for you, Kathy, that you've found your path. It's been a bit rocky at times. You have a lot of guidance around you for those times that you've felt like life has been a bit of a struggle. And right now, it's like you're feeling a little bit, I'm not going to say stuck, but hung up a bit, because you're not exactly sure what you want to do for the rest of your years. And I'm going to say, you know, you have the tools to create what you want. So start looking at what your heart wants, not necessarily from a perspective of career and what you should be doing, but really what you want to be doing. Because you've already had your second Saturn. Is that correct, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's now time to sort of find that place within you so that you can really connect with, you know, with your heart and your soul. But we'll have more message when we come back from break. It's really about you kind of following your heart, but you do feel a little hung up on what that is yet. And it's just about you becoming clear again on that inner message that comes for you. Nancy may be able to provide something from your astrology and see if any of that resonates from you. But we're going to go to break right now. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. I'm just laughing because I was calling this Friday on my last, after the last break. This is Wednesday. We have Nancy Rudin here today. Nancy's our in-house astrologer, so everybody who's been contacting us has been giving us their date of birth, which is great. The only way to get in probably now would be to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685 because we've got lots of instant feedbacks. Okay, so we were talking with the first Kathy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so looking into the astrology, there's, and I want to say there's a part of you that's doing this life review, okay? And it's like you're going back and you're looking over your life, not just this year. That'll be like when your birthday comes up in January next month, you'll do your yearly review. But there's this part of you that's kind of like looking back and saying, do I feel fulfilled? And that's really your question. It's around fulfillment. And it's around feeling fulfilled. And a huge part of you, I want to say, has projected yourself into feeling fulfilled through family. And now that your family's grown up and potentially, you know, moved out and moved on, there's this lack of fulfillment within the self. So, you know, your question was, have I come here to do everything I was meant to do? And yes, you've accomplished many things that you have come here to do, but there's always more. So there's always more to accomplish. And so really look into, you know, now what brings you joy? What would bring you that sense of fulfillment at a heart level in terms of like, what are your interests? What would you like to be doing? And start investigating that. And even those really outrageous ones, like that, what's the, I'm seeing the bucket list. Okay. So even those really outrageous things that you may have decided to do when you were younger, do them. Okay. And I don't think you're going anywhere anytime soon. This is just about self-fulfillment and starting to feel fulfilled within your own life.
Nice.
So.
Our next one is Ryan. I think we've talked to Ryan before or done some readings with Ryan before. He's just had an interview last Friday. Just wondering what we see for that. If you note his date of birth, Nancy, it is on the new moon and it's coming out of retrograde.
So that's
a, you know, not only your age, Ryan, which Nancy will talk about, but your date of birth is on a new moon, which always, always, always indicates new beginnings to me anyway.
Totally.
So that's the flavor of this new year that you're going to be moving into next week. So that's probably a great thing because you're at a perfect age of you're now kind of wondering about what's going on in your life. And so it's really all about choices for you, Ryan. And I think that you're going to be able to decide if this job is what you want or if there's something else that may be more aligned with who you are. I think you're kind of struggling, but that's part of the age that you're at right now as you're moving into this new birthday next week. It's kind of part of that energy. And again, I don't know why I'm talking about it because Nancy's going to talk about it. But
I'm talking about my stuff.
But I feel like there's this conflict within you and that is showing up, but it's all about choices. It's all about you know, really going with what you feel is more aligned with you. And I think that things are going to start clearing up. So if they've been kind of unclear, this period is going to help you clear up. But I'm going to just stop talking and let Nancy tell you about your birthday.
Okay. Wow. And I have to look up. So basically what you're going through, Ryan, is your Saturn return. You are just beginning it. And the official, and this is what I'm looking up, the official hits, because your Saturn isn't until 22 degrees of Scorpio. And that's not until the beginning of 2014.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you're feeling it already, and it's going to get more and more intense. In terms of job, okay, because Saturn's really about, we often connect it to career and building. So if I look at your job or the career that you're building on, and because your question was around an interview, if it's not this job, it's another job that's coming in very, very soon. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if it's not this specific one, it's, you know, just really be open to getting your resume out there and applying to every possible job you can think of doing. And I want you to go big. I want you to truly open your mind to the unexpected and the, you know, go big with your thought process. It's not so much big with the money. Okay. So it's not about going for that. Oh yeah, I'd like that $1 million job in my first position. It's more about like the freedom that this job can bring you. And I don't mean the money freedom. I mean just the freedom itself, the ability to get out and move. So any job that comes along, you know, it's stimulating movement and it's stimulating this path of movement that can just truly open up to something that's bigger than life itself. So with your Saturn return, you may be feeling a lot of conflict and you're moving through that conflicting energy and you're feeling some restriction. And, you know, every time you feel that restriction, I want you to counteract it with a thought that opens your mind to something bigger than what you're feeling, if that makes sense at all.
Yep, I think that's good. I think it's an interesting time for you, Ryan. So
very
have fun with it.
Yeah, and total new year for you and new energy as well. So just ride the wave.
Ride the wave. Okay. So we're going to take the caller after the break just so you have time to look
at it. Oh, yeah. Okay. We have a caller.
Yes.
Hey, so let's paying attention, Lori.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's go with Kathy, our second Kathy that sent instant feedback. Interesting that this Kathy's also having a hard time with getting older, although not that wasn't what the problem was with the first one. There's a similarity in age. This Kathy didn't think that this would happen to her, so it has surprised her. Feels like she has no purpose anymore. Her life was devoted to family, so that sacrifice of all of your energy going towards your family, and now that you kind of have the empty nest syndrome, although you've probably had it for a while, you feel like they don't need you anymore. So you hate to think of your life as done, not sure what direction you should take. You could live for a long time, and I do believe that that is definitely a possibility. So any insight? All right. So I'm going to start this, and maybe Nancy can do it before. I'm not sure. So let's see what we got here. Okay. So I do feel like for whatever reason, you know, maybe 65 didn't hit you as hard as the following year. So you just had your birthday last month, within the month. And it's like, for whatever reason, I don't think 65 hit you the same way as this year has hit you. And I don't know astrologically if there's anything going on with that, but it's like it's really, it's like it's been your tower. It's like there was something about it that just triggered you. And I'm almost feeling like it's a soul urge of it's time to start following me. Like it's time to start moving out of, you know, everything that you've been doing for everybody else, sacrificing all of your energy for your family and giving everything you could for them, seeing your role as a mother and, you know, being very good at what you did. But now that that isn't as necessary, now that you may be moving into becoming a grandmother, whatever, it's changed. And it's like it's been your big wake-up call as to, you know, what do I do now? And it's causing you a lot of stress, a lot of sleepless nights, and you feel like you don't know what to do. So you're sort of juggling, not knowing what you want to do. I'm going to say, you know, this time is a time of celebration for you. But you need to find that within your heart. It's like you need to find some quiet space. So I would, you know, get involved with some meditation groups. Maybe just find out, you know, kind of test your way through it. There are some that are really good. I don't want you to get involved in like a cult type group that's going to, and there's a part of energy with you that you really need to feel needed right now. So that is a great possibility. So I don't want you to I want you to be really clear when you connect in with some groups, like maybe find some friends that you trust that have gone to a group, or, you know, look in your area. But you definitely want to make sure it's got a lot of integrity. And I would look into some of the stuff now, because this could be a really good time for you to really move into your heart and to start following your wishes. Nancy, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Before we go to break?
It's interesting because like I'm looking at her energy and going, you're really an intense person. So there's a lot of intensity with you, and it's a good thing. It's a good kind of intensity. So I do see that when you gave all.
Yeah.
Right. And it's almost like you didn't think about yourself, and you just walked around and gave without giving back to the self at all. And now that everybody's gone, you're kind of standing there going, oh, no, it's just me. And the thing is, through your constant giving, what you haven't determined is who you are. So there's this sense of loss of identity, loss of self. And what I want to say is you need to figure out who you are. Right? There's that vibration of when you truly know who you are at a heart level, in a vibrational level, at a conscious level, and you open up your consciousness, then you're not going to feel any lack whatsoever. You're not going to feel alone. You're not going to feel like what's next, because what's next will be right before your eyes. So that being said, you're on a path to self-discovery. which is very similar to what Lori was saying in terms of getting into a meditation group. Figure out who you are, take self-development courses, workshops, anything that has you identifying with who you are at an authentic level. Always remember, take what you want, leave what you don't. Take what makes sense to you and what feels true. Leave anything that does not feel true. And that's what being authentic is,
perfect,
especially to the self. So
perfect. All right, so we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
In the empire of the senses, you're the queen of all you survey. All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I see. There is a deeper world than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper world than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every power you never see. There is a deeper way than this swelling in the world. There is a deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities. Feel it sweeping over land. Over borders, over frontiers. Nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this rising in the world. There is no deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. Every breath you take with me, every breath you take, every move you make, every cake you bake.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. SkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Nancy Aruda is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, so she will be back with us on December 19th. if you have any questions, you know, Nancy's a great person to contact, and she is offering a special on her astrology. In the new year, I think Nancy and I are going to offer a double team of readings so people can find out what's going to be happening to them for the year. But that will be starting in January. Right. Where were we? Did we finish? We finished Kathy. So now, oh, yes, we're going to take Esther. Esther's right on the phone. Hi, Esther.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
We're good. Okay, so we've talked to you many, many times. Now we're going to talk about your daughter. So, Nancy,
yes, she went and got an ultrasound done at the emergency room because her stomach was cramping at the bottom. She has a problem with her hormones. So I just wondered if she is pregnant or is she going to wait, or is it her hormones? That's all I want to know.
Okay. Nancy?
Well, it's interesting because as I tap into her energy, I'm not necessarily sensing that she is pregnant, but I do sense this desire for pregnancy. So that might be what.
Yeah.
It's that strong desire. Like, our body is a fascinating thing, and our brain works with our body in a very unusual way. And if we start programming thoughts through our brain, like, I want to get pregnant, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant, we'll actually convince our body that we're pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And that's what's throwing off her hormones, is her, that there's such this strong desire that's coming through emotionally and mentally for her to conceive a child, that she's throwing off her hormonal system. So I'm thinking that's what it could be, because I can feel the desire for pregnancy. I'm not necessarily feeling the pregnancy as a for sure thing right now.
But her body may be getting ready for it. So that,
yeah,
you know, that may be part of the preparation period. So I think, though, you know, you both have a desire for her to get pregnant, and maybe this is, you know, let go, let God, and not get too much. Because with her as a Aries, you know, she really wants to try and control this, and this is something that she cannot control.
There is no control. This is a total let go, let God moment.
Yeah.
Total let go.
With both of you.
Yes, and it's just about following divine timing.
Yeah.
It's going to happen,
sweetheart,
when it's meant to happen.
Thank you, love.
And even though she's just turned 30, that does not mean that her biological clock is running down. She's got plenty of time.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Let her know she's got plenty of time.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right. So we're going to take our last instant feedback, which should take us to the end of the show. It's from Lisa. She's just looking for some guidance and direction on what should be heading coming this year with regards to relationships. So let me just quickly. Well, this is saying to have faith. I'm not sure what's happening. It looks like things are about to turn around for you. So I'm not sure if you've been kind of in a dry spell or if, you know, things haven't been working out with you with regarding relationships. But this is saying to have faith that there will be some opportunities coming to you. I'm not getting a lot of love yet, but there's definitely some relationships that are coming around you. So I'm not sure, you know, what's been going on in the past with you, Lisa. That's what, you know, instant feedbacks are hard that way. But I do see opportunities coming, and I do see that you should have more faith. So maybe that means, you know, sort of letting go, trying to control it. If you've been doing a lot of internet dating and that's sort of been, they've sort of been a lot of duds, maybe this is time for you to sort of just let go and see what happens. You know, go out to the parties for the, you know, all around the holiday season. Get yourself out there. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun around this. Try not to make it about finding the one and making it very serious. Just, you know, just enjoy yourself. Get out, have some fun, and just stop making it this, you know, really important piece of your life. And without this piece, you feel, you know, really alone and separate. Just make it about, you know, have some fun right now. Just get out, date, enjoy yourself, and then let everything sort of unfold, because I see that there are opportunities. I see that, you know, everything is going to start changing for you. But if you kind of try to control it too much, then what happens is you don't get an opportunity. It becomes more of a karmic thing, and it just feels really sad. And then you feel really lonely, and then things don't come quite the way they could. So I'm not sure what you're picking up, Nance, on this.
Oh, wow. Like, almost bang on, Lori.
Really?
Because, yeah,
wow.
Instantly I felt, okay, I'm up, I'm down, I'm in, I'm out, I'm here, I'm there. I'm kind of everywhere.
Hey.
So I felt like I just jumped into a Dr. Seuss novel.
A new one.
A new one, yes. Here, there, everywhere, up and down, all around. And at the same time, it's like there's this part of Lisa that feels like she's doing so much, right? Like, I'm doing, I'm trying everything I can possibly do to find the right one or to be with the right one. And I'm following my heart. Is that what following my heart feels like? And it's just like this mental roller coaster, which your mind never stops. And so, sorry. And then at the same time, I'm smelling mothballs.
Oh.
Which is this, I'm just going to put everything in storage and see what happens, right? So there's this duality going on.
If I can't have anything right now, I'm not going to have anything.
That's right. And I think what it is take the clothes out of the attic that you look really, really good in. You know, wash them so you get the smell of mothballs off of them. And get out. Get out of the house, right? Exactly the same thing. Go out. Be seen. Have a good time. This isn't about finding the one. This isn't about looking through the room and trying to find that heart-centered, passionate, tingly, all-over connection. If it happens, great, but don't go looking for it. This is about getting out, having fun, letting go of all expectations, and just having faith that, you know, something's going to happen when you're at the right place at the right time. But if you sit at home looking at the internet dating screen, nothing is happening. It'll feel like you're doing everything, but in truth, you're doing nothing.
Mm. Well, there you go.
So similar vibration as to what Lori got.
Very.
A little bit more dramatized.
All right. Well, good luck, Lisa. We feel for you, and I know that feeling. So, all right. Well, this has been a very busy, packed show. And
It has.
So, we appreciate you. Nancy will be back with us on the 19th. So if you didn't get your question answered and you want some more, contact us then. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.